Welcome to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're in the Sioux Falls studios in Uptown Sioux Falls. And joining me now is Vernon Brown. He is with SDN Communication. Vernon, thanks for coming in.
Good afternoon.
And Cheryl Riley, thanks for being here. And you are the AT&T's Northern Plains president.
Well, thanks for having us here.
Well, welcome to South Dakota, and thanks for coming in. And we are talking about the South Dakota Technology Showcase, right?
That's right.
Coming up on September 25th.
Yeah, we're in year three of this, Cheryl, is that right?
Yes, third annual. Yeah, we haven't taken it, calling it the annual, but I'm
I think we can after three.
I think we can now that, okay. You know, it's kind
it's
of a tradition.
Keep going, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it?
You know, it got started. This was really Cheryl's brainchild. So, but we've partnered on this and just had a great time bringing in innovators into this. You want to talk about how we got it started?
Yeah. So we just had, I was working with one of my colleagues, and we thought, how, you know, there's so many awesome things going on in South Dakota. And I know people within my own company didn't really know about that. And I said, we need to come up with something to showcase. That's where the word came from. Showcase all the great technology innovations going on in the state. And so our first call was to our friend Vernon here at SDN and said, you know, we've got this idea of putting on an event just to highlight all the great things going on in South Dakota in terms of technology. And, you know, it didn't take much convincing for SDN. It took some convincing for others, but for SDN, they were just great and said, we're with you. And we have developed this just amazing partnership with not only SDN, but the South Dakota Chamber. They've been just an integral part of this. And the goal is to highlight all the innovations going on in the state. And we focus on different areas every year. So it's been a great, great thing, I think.
And this year's focus is?
You know, we're really kind of stepping back and taking a look. Last year we had a lot of national companies in talking about driverless cars and all kinds of technology. And Cheryl and I talked about it this year. And we wanted to kind of get back to our roots and really showcase South Dakota companies doing really cool things.
Okay, and so I was going through your list, and I'm like, oh, they've been on the show.
Yeah, you would know a lot of them, right?
We have been highlighting them all year long. So go ahead and run through a couple.
Yeah, why don't you take the ones that you worked on?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Carrie, you, I think, have even done shows out at the Zeal Center and talking about what's going on at the USD Discovery District. And I think a lot of people in the state they've heard about that, but we're going to take a deeper dive and really talk about what companies are locating in the USD Discovery District, the exciting things going on in biomedicine there, and Rich Naser is really going to run that panel. So I'm excited to learn about what innovative things are going on out there. Of course, Dectronics always has a ton going on, and they're talking about new technologies for platforms that they're using in arenas and smaller spaces. And Nikki Gronley on my staff got Sanford Labs there. Of course, you've done shows even from inside the lab there, right, Kara?
Yes. Yes.
And we're going to bring them in to talk about what's going on. I, because of my old city background, I'm really excited about the speaker that Cheryl has booked for us, too.
Yeah, so what we thought is, even though we've kind of decided to step back and talk about things going on currently in South Dakota, we thought we'd end the event with more of a forward-looking look how cool this could be. So we have a speaker coming from AT&T to talk about smart cities and 5G technology and kind of put that in people's minds as they're leaving the event going, wow, this is what could be. So we're really excited to kind of, that's the, you know, the way the event's going to end. So we want people to walk out going, oh, I can't wait till next year so we can hear about more. So the smart cities is going to be fun.
Tell me what a smart city is.
Oh, just, you know, using tech, and you're going to have to help me because it's the Internet of Things. So there's technology that will allow cities to detect if there's a leak in a water main without having to dig up the ground. There are opportunities to, you know, control traffic lights so they're timed perfectly so it keeps traffic moving more.
Now, can I control that from my own car as I go?
Oh, now, well, I'm going to say, you know, when we deploy all of this, I'm going to ask for my own app so I can do just that. But I don't know if they're going to let me do that. But all kinds of, in bigger cities where crime's a problem, there can be sensors at the top of poles that can detect if there's gunshots. They can track exactly where they came from, the you know, the trajectory of the bullet and things like that. Not that we have to worry about those things in Sioux Falls, but there's just a variety of different things that can be controlled through the Internet of Things.
And even down to the personal level with mobile devices and from a medical perspective, I've heard of people that if they have symptoms that can't be caught in a clinical setting, they can outfit them essentially mm-hmm. with sort of a Fitbit-like device. And when they're feeling it, they can trigger something. And that network that is created in a smart city can then record what's going on inside you in a personal level and get it back to your doctor. And
right,
so,
or why go in just to have your blood pressure taken? Right. That here's right. a device that can just monitor you throughout the day.
And yeah. all of that is really the basis for why Cheryl and I do this, because AT&T, SDN, we're broadband service providers. And none of these speakers can do what they do right. without what seems like a very boring thing. But that utility, that broadband service is critical to the innovation that's happening through all of these presenters.
And it's no longer just wires underground.
No.
No. Right. It's gotten to be all around us, on top of buildings, and it's through 5G technology.
Right, and I think that's one of the reasons we're culminating with the smart cities of what could be, because, you know, if South Dakota sets the policies in place that are conducive to deployment of, say, small cells, which will evolve into what supports 5G, Sioux Falls could have this technology. Other cities around could have this technology and all this great things. And, you know, South Dakota's always been so business friendly and so supportive of these technologies. And that's why the state is so far ahead in terms of the technology that it already does have here. But we're just trying to show a glimpse of what could be if policies are laid out correctly. And that's been really the goal of the showcase in these 3 years of let's make sure the policies continue to support this amazing growth of technology.
And what could a smart city 5G technology do for education in the classrooms?
You know, it's limitless.
And, it is.
And that's part of the goal of this conference, too, is to show what's available. And I like how Cheryl put it. So with the smart cities, he can come in and kind of set the dream, and then we can think beyond that. How can this apply in Sioux Falls? Whether it's the traffic grid, whether it's that personal medical device, or in the classroom. I don't know that Cheryl and I can sit here today right. and say, this is the application, but as a group of
technology.
People. Because
yeah,
we attract innovators to this event, and so who knows what they might come up with, what it might trigger mm-hmm. them sitting in the audience and listening to the applications and what it might develop into.
I mean, because I'm just remembering back in the day, Vernon, when you and I were both young and covering...
Last year?
Yeah, it was just a few years ago. But covering when then Governor Janklow wired all the schools.
Yes.
And we just got internet.
And we were at the front end of that in right. South Dakota, thanks to his vision and forcefulness, and I say mm-hmm. that in a good way,
right.
in getting it done. And who knows what events like this, that's what I love about this event. Mm-hmm. You never know, and we may never know what comes out of it, but it triggers people to think and dream and grow.
Mm. And we've had students participate in the past. Last year we did. We had students who had gone through a coding boot camp come up and share their experiences. So I think that it's just limitless, as Vernon said, of what could happen in a classroom. You could be in Sioux Falls or where I live in Brandon and take a course somewhere on the East Coast or, you know, or in another part of the world. But you could be in that classroom and participate in that and get that amazing opportunity.
You know, and I think one of the things, it is an opportunity for AT&T and SDN to also showcase what we've invested in mm-hmm. infrastructure in the state of South Dakota. My boss, Mark Chalanta, the CEO of SDN, he'll be speaking too about The South Dakota Telecommunications Association did a study recently that I think South Dakota Public Broadcasting covered about how we are more wired in South Dakota than many other states. And sometimes we take that for granted. There are areas that need improvement, don't get me wrong, but we are ahead of the nation in many states. And anytime I go to Washington, D.C., and we have the opportunity to talk to other senators or members of Congress, and you show them that map of where the fiber is, they're always amazed by it. And still, you know, there are many wireless technologies, mm-hmm. but ultimately it really depends on what fiber is in the ground mm-hmm. to make the wireless stuff work.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Even if I'm going to call you, Kara, on my cell phone, it's going to go from the tower, from my cell phone to the tower nearest me, into the ground, into that landline fiber optic network to the tower nearest you, and then wirelessly to you. So that's why companies like AT&T and SDN work together to make all that happen.
So are we going to see a time then when we need to have more infrastructure underground?
We continue to put more fiber in the ground every year. Fiber is good for us.
We almost can't get enough. And with the growth that's going on in our industry, for example, and this is one of the I love this percentage, this statistic. Our network, just AT&T's network, our data growth over the last 7 years has gone up by 360,000%. So that's the need of, we've got to make sure our customer experiences are good, and that's why the small cell, but we need the fiber from SDN to support the small cell, which will eventually support 5G. So not only do we partner on this showcase, but we partner in real life, and we're, you know, bringing this technology, this available technology to South Dakota.
And we're taking all of this wireless stuff for granted, are we not?
Yes. Agreed. You know, just like you, anytime I tell people, wireless does not exist without SDN's investment in the fiber in the ground. And just to give you a sense, SDN and its owner companies have 45,000 miles of fiber in South Dakota. That would circle the world, I believe, twice. Mm-hmm. And that's just in South Dakota. When you look at a map of where the fiber is in South Dakota that's placed by SDN and its member companies, it's just a spider web of fiber and to serve very, very tiny communities and rural areas. Fiber to the home, fiber to the farm in many areas. And we'll touch on some
important.
Of that. It is important. It's what will keep South Dakota viable because people can work and live from anywhere.
And how does that compare to other states?
You know, the report shows that South Dakota is ahead of other states. Minnesota has been very aggressive in trying to encourage. They've had to use state funds there to try to encourage more fiber growth to the farm and to communities. South Dakota, we've been fortunate that the rural telephone companies, the cooperatives, the municipals have been worked hard to get fiber to the home and get fiber to the farms.
Which in turn helps companies like AT&T deploy what we need to deploy because the fiber's in the ground. So that is just a huge boon for us as we're looking to place our infrastructure. If SDN already has their fiber in place, it just helps immensely.
Because people aren't stuck with landlines in their home, even on the farm,
correct.
Right? They want that south.
Yeah, South Dakota is really about 50% wireless only now. So, I mean, that there's a lot of pressure on the companies like mine to make sure that we keep up. And everybody expects cheaper, faster, better all
right.
the time.
Sure.
Cheaper, faster, better. Those are words we live by in the industry. And so, you know, we're under a tremendous pressure to make sure our customers are experiencing that. Do you know that mobile broadband speeds are going to surpass fixed broadband speeds this year?
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do on your smartphone, speeds are going to, because those speeds are going up. And then once we have 5G, look out. I don't think we even understand.
When is 5G coming?
It's rolling out right now in certain places. I think we just announced 5 cities in the country. And that's one of the reasons Vernon and I want to do this showcase, so we can continue to showcase what's going on here and attract companies, because I'm fighting for resources within my own company because these are small markets. It's expensive. But the more we can show that there is a base here that will use it, it's better. So it's good. These kind of events are good for us too internally to showcase what's available.
Okay, in the 1 minute we have left, we have the Technology Showcase on Tuesday, September 25th. It is at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yes.
In downtown Sioux Falls, 8th Street, correct?
And we do need people to register. They can go to eventbrite.com.
It's free.
It is free, mm-hmm. and it's Eventbrite, that's BRITE.com, and then just search for South Dakota Technology Showcase. I think we're closing down registration middle of next week.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So,
there's still time.
There's still time to register, but we are filling up, yes. So they need to do it quickly if they want to come.
Okay, and your audience is anybody who's interested in learning more?
A lot of business people, a lot of policymakers, but then just ordinary people that are interested in technology as well.
Okay, because there's some really interesting stuff happening, and with the Discovery Center being constructed and Anchor, I think you have Eddie Sullivan coming
as
well.
Yeah, Eddie Sullivan is part of this the group. Yeah, so it's a lot of education in just a matter of a few hours.
Yeah. But it's a lot of fun. We try to make it fun, and we change up the way the presenters present, so it's not just people getting up and speaking, and you know, Vernon does a song and dance every year, so we don't know what that will
well,
be.
Well, there you go. That's worth it right there. All right. Cheryl Riley with AT&T and Vernon Brown with SDN Communication. Thanks so much for coming in and being on the program today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kara.